This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They didn't send many folks down there. Does it matter? Cam Ward was here. They took him out to dinner.
Where'd they go?
Maybe took them to Slimans, got them a corned beef.
Oh, that'd be worth it.
Yeah.
That would make me want to sign.
I would think so.
I would. I'd go there.
Wouldn't that be the way to go?
I've always been perplexed by corned beef sandwiches, too. They always put so much on there. If you go to a good place. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean so much?
They put so much. Like, it's bigger than...
I need rye bread. I need Swiss cheese. I need corned beef and a little mustard.
Yeah,
that's
but sometimes
all I need.
It's bigger than your mouth. That's the problem.
Oh, well, it's tough.
It's very difficult for me to do it.
Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay? Do you like corned beef sandwiches?
That's where we'll start.
I love corned beef sandwiches, yes.
So do I. Andy, you do too?
Oh, I love them. There's a great place in Rocky River, too. Right off
now,
the freeway.
Now, riddle me this one. We were talking about this earlier, Mary Kay. I'm assuming, I think everybody's assuming now, that Cam Ward is a Tennessee Titan. If they're just kind of, you know, making it look that way for sure, and they don't think he's that much better than Shedeur Sanders... And the Browns do? If you're the Browns, would you call them and say, what would it take?
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that. I was just sitting here. I'm writing about that right now. I just wasn't able to get the story up before this interview, so we could have kicked it around a little bit more even. But 100% I would be doing that. You just have to decide if that's how you feel about Cam Ward. If you think he's head and shoulders above Shedeur Sanders, then absolutely you have to pick up the phone and make that phone call and see what they would be willing to do. I would do that in a heartbeat if that's how you feel. We don't know if that's how they feel, and we're not going to know that until they tell us on draft day, potentially, oh, we've had our eye on Shedeur since November, and we always knew he was our man. So I don't know if they would be interested in doing something like that, but in the event that you have come to the conclusion that he is the number one quarterback in this draft and you are that close, it's that attainable for you, then you at least have to give it a shot. And you can throw that antiquated trade draft chart right out the window, because that is not going to apply here. And the value that you could have given up maybe 5 years ago for something like this, that's not going to work here.
What would it take, you think, Mary Kay?
I don't know. I think I'll probably have a better idea when I go to the owners' meetings and start asking around about that a little bit. We're going to have an opportunity to talk to a lot of people there. So I think at that point, I might have a better feel for that. But as of right now, I'm not exactly sure what it would take, but I would ask for the moon if I were the Titans.
I would too.
If it, right? I mean, if it is determined that he is far and away the best quarterback in the draft, and you think, and you're the Titans, and you think that you can maximize your pick in some way by picking, by taking other players or whatever, then I would just ask for the moon and see what you could get. And I'm sure the Giants would be interested. Maybe the Browns would be interested. Maybe other teams would be interested. So yeah, I would go shopping that around. And I think they're doing a really good job of letting people know that they really, really like Cam and that he's probably the guy. And, you know, sometimes that opens up the door for business. So I think we'll hear a lot more about this over the next few weeks.
Mary Kay, convince me that if, let's just, I can accept Cam Ward. I can accept Shedeur Sanders even. I probably could accept Travis Hunter too. If they don't take Abdul Carter, if he's available, why should Browns fans not think the Browns are playing the, oh, we're the smartest person in the room, if they don't take perhaps one of those four people? Because, you know, if they take someone outside of that, or maybe even, like, how many times have we watched and listened to a draft and just kind of gone through the whole thing and go, oh, here we go again. Brown's thinking they're the smartest guy in the room. It happens way too often.
Well, the only reason why I could see them doing something like that is if they decide, okay, let's say Cam Ward is gone at number one and the Titans just say, nope, we're keeping him, we're going with him. The only way that I could see the Browns not taking Shedeur, probably I'm going to even say Shedeur there at number two, is if they have determined that they like a quarterback almost just as much as they like Shedeur, or maybe as much, or dare I even say, maybe even better than Shedeur, and they find a way to trade down and get that player there. What if they know for sure that the Giants will trade up and get Shedeur, and then they decide that they could even move back one spot and take a quarterback or someone at number three? So there are so many different ways that this can go based on what's going on with the quarterback situation. And we are not going to know until draft night what their thinking was on Shedeur, Tyler Shough, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward. And even then, we might not know for sure, or we might not know the truth. But there are still so many things that can happen, and it will boil down to their true evaluation of the quarterbacks probably after Cam.
I agree with everything you just said, but that brings up a question to me that I've been wondering all along. If Cam Ward, let's just say the Browns have Cam Ward head and shoulders above everybody else, is somebody else more highly thought of than Shedeur Sanders? Because the thought of taking a guy like Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart at number two isn't something that many people are talking about. But Mary Kay, if the Browns feel that way, you could, rather than run the risk of trading down and hoping that that guy is still there. No?
Well, here's how I feel about the quarterback situation.
Okay.
I don't care where you take the quarterback that you want. You have to get him wherever you can get him and keep him away from somebody else getting him.
I agree.
So if you really, truly believe that, let's just say, Jackson Dart is your guy or Tyler Shough is your guy, then absolutely you have to take him at number two and prevent somebody else from getting him. It doesn't matter, especially in today's climate with the salaries and the rookie salary cap and all those things. It doesn't matter if you take him at 2 or 6 or 20, and it doesn't matter if someone thinks you took a quarterback 10 spots too high. You know, what if somebody would have taken Lamar Jackson way higher than 32, or some of these other quarterbacks that went so much later and turned out to be really good? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. The only thing that matters is, where do you have the quarterback ranked on your board? What do you think he can do for your organization? And if you see a diamond in the rough that maybe other people aren't seeing something in, and you take him at number two and he goes on to take your team to a Super Bowl or whatever, then so be it. That's great. I mean, I'm sure people might have thought, I mean, would anyone have predicted perhaps that Jalen Hurts, picked in the second round, was going to be the Super Bowl winning quarterback? And you can go on and on and on. Those kinds of situations.
Yeah, I just want to, Mary, it's funny because I'm listening to the beginning and I'm like, I don't agree, and then all of a sudden at the end there, I did agree. So my point here is the Browns should rip the rearview mirror out and do what they want to do and not worry about what other teams are doing. Is that what you're saying? Or I'm just trying to make sure I got this straight.
I'm saying that they shouldn't worry about what anybody's saying.
Okay, good. Okay.
And experts or anybody, you make your own evaluation and you do what's right for your organization, whether that be taking a quarterback, taking Shedeur Sanders at number two, or maybe you have determined there's one you like better and you can trade back. I wouldn't trade back too far on any of these guys, but maybe you do something with the Giants. I don't know. I really don't know how it's going to turn out, but I wouldn't hesitate to take whichever quarterback that you like the best, regardless of what his name is, at number two, and everyone else be darned.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. In the meantime, Aaron Rodgers is still trying to figure things out. I don't know if he's holding up everything. It feels that way, Mary Kay. And if he makes a decision, he apparently is number one on everybody's board. I don't know. Are the Browns still in play here for Russell Wilson? Are they still in play for Carson Wentz? Are they in play for Aaron Rodgers?
They're not in play for Aaron Rodgers, and they never have been. They've never been interested in Aaron Rodgers. They're not, and they've never been interested in or seriously interested in a expensive starting quarterback. They are going younger. They are drafting a quarterback. They're going to draft their quarterback of the future. I don't know where, but they're drafting their quarterback of the future. And even Russell Wilson isn't necessarily going to be considered a long-term starter or even a full-time starter for 2025. I truly believe that their starter will come from this draft and that they will develop him this year and try to get him on the field probably this year. And if they don't, then they will have somebody else that they can put on the field and try to win games for them this year. So I don't think that they have a sense of urgency to get one of these guys. If it turns out to be Russell, fine. If not, then they'll turn towards maybe Carson or maybe Joe Flacco or someone else. But I don't necessarily think that they have they're not panicking about the bridge quarterback, because I think they really do truly view him as a bridge.
Mary Kay, can you see into your crystal ball what the Browns quarterback room is going to look like? Because listening to you, I'm just saying, it sounds like perhaps Carson Wentz, Pickett, and Shedeur Sanders. Could you see that being the room?
I could see it being the room. I could also see it being Russell and Shedeur and Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. So I do think that they're kind of waiting to see what Russell's going to do. I think he is probably their next choice in terms of the veteran bridge quarterback. I think they would like to have him. But once again, the world isn't going to crumble for them if they don't sign Russell Wilson. They have other options there. And then I don't know if it's going to be Shedeur, really. I think it's going to be Shedeur. And I keep trying to come back to that instead of overthinking it and landing somewhere else at this late juncture. But, there's still a month away, so many things can happen.
All right, so let me ask you one more, too. How does Kirk Cousins saying, hey, I'm not taking a trade until after the draft, does that change the Browns?
I've been writing for a long time that he wasn't going to be traded or released before the draft. So that's been well documented by me in several different places on pods and in print and everything like that. I was told probably, I would say maybe a month ago, that he was not going to be traded or released before the draft. So I'm not surprised by that at all. And I think the Browns kind of knew that too. And it makes sense. And I don't know that the Browns are going to want to give up draft capital for Kirk Cousins. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. But once again, I think that they have an eye towards the future and that they're ready to move forward. And so I don't know what they, how much they would be willing to give up for him, if anything.
You got everybody all fired up last week with your Carson Wentz report that there was some interest between the two parties there. How much interest is there?
Well, I think he's on the short list after Russ. I think he's somebody that sort of fits the profile of what they need for 2025. Someone that can come in here and go in and has experience, can pick up an offense probably pretty quickly, maybe win some games for you or get the job done if necessary. I don't know that it's, once again, I don't know if it's front burner and they're clamoring for him. If that were the case, they would have signed him already. Once again, I think it's a contingency plan if they don't sign Russ.
Okay. That's all interesting. On the other hand, I think the Browns made a couple of really interesting signings on the offensive line with Tevin Jenkins and Cornelius Lucas. What do those tell you about what they're thinking?
Well, they're self-described offensive line snobs. And right? And they really are. I mean, they've learned that you have to build tough through the lines. It's what the Philadelphia Eagles always do. It's one of the things that Andrew took from Howie Roseman when he was there. He also got some of that when he was in Indy. And they are always going to keep adding to the offensive line pile and the defensive line pile. So now you've got some good depth at tackle. You've got some good depth at guard. Does it mean anything more than that? We'll have to see as we go along. I know everybody's starting to think, oh, what does this possibly mean for Wyatt Teller? And of course, I've tried to check in about that, and we'll ask Andrew Berry more about that at the owners' meetings. But it might not mean anything. It just might mean that they need really good depth, and they know there will be injuries as some of these guys get older, and that they're going to make sure that their probably rookie starting quarterback is well protected.
Mary Kay, go ahead.
Nope.
I just wanted to fire just your thoughts on the dome and where we're at, and it sounds like the new financing from the state, that the lottery idea the governor had is out the window. They're going to do bonds for the Browns, which takes everybody else. The state's now going to have the Bengals come at them, the Reds come at them, and everything else. But now it just seems like they're doing bonds for the Browns, and that's where they're going to go with this thing. I'm curious on your thoughts between that and that the war of words between the city and the Browns. The war of words. We'll leave it at that.
Well, and it's not just the city and the Browns. It's the city and the county and the Browns, which, I find it to be interesting and difficult to navigate all of this. And of course, we will be talking to the Haslams. We get to sit with them for probably at least a half an hour, the small group of us that goes to the owners' meetings in West Palm, which begin on Sunday and run through at least like Tuesday afternoon or evening. So we will have a sit down with them there, and we'll hear more about this. But they are dug in on this, and they're ready to deal with whatever comes their way, whether it's rhetoric like that from the city and the county, whether it's lawsuits or whatever it is. This is their plan, and they are not wavering from it.
Mary Kay, thank you for your time, as always.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.